And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today we present Journey to Canaan by Joseph Mendel.
Three days' march from Sinai, they came to a place where a few trees cast a pale shadow on the barren waste. Shading his eyes against the sun, Moses looked back at those who followed him, a multitude scattered in disorderly ranks, a people wandering in the wilderness. Joshua, who was called his minister, Joshua stood beside him. Then he spoke.
The people are tired, Moses.
Before the journey is over, they will be even more tired.
Let us stop and make camp now.
Later.
They need rest.
There will be a time to rest.
They are not like you.
What do you mean, Joshua?
Who is like you, Moses?
I will not have you say such things.
I meant no disrespect.
I know what you meant.
Only they need rest, though you do not, because you know where we are going.
Don't you know?
I do not ask.
You have been told. All those thousands have been told, as I was told. Therefore, you also know. Joshua, you know all there is to be known. You do not believe me.
When I went with you to Mount Sinai, I waited below, but you climbed to the very top.
You think there is a secret that I have not revealed.
I do not ask, Moses.
If that is what you think, then ask. We will camp here, Joshua.
I'm glad. I'll send messengers to give the order.
Joshua, I'll tell you something. I am also tired.
While the people built huts out of twigs and leaves and prepared to cook the evening meal, Moses raised the tent over the Ark of the Covenant. And then, by the twinkling light of the fires, he walked among the people and listened to their words.
Lamb. Young spring lamb. You remember?
Cooked with savory herbs. I remember.
And the fish. The fish we used to catch in the river.
Wrapped in leaves, baked in a fire. It's enough. Don't remind me.
But my favorite dish was meat. Roasted on a spit. The juices dripping.
The meal is ready, Gadiel.
A meal, she calls it. The same thing, day after day.
Bring me something else, I will cook it.
I'm tired of it, I won't eat it.
Then go hungry.
Is it for this that we left Egypt, to wander in the wilderness and eat this manna mixed with water?
Not so loud, Gadiel.
In Egypt, we ate fish and meat, cucumbers, melons, and leeks. He persuaded us to go with him, and now what do we have?
Taste it, Gadiel. Today I baked it.
Baked, broiled, or roasted, it's still manna. Always the same. I'm tired of it, I tell you.
Shh. There's someone there.
Who is it? What do you want?
He's going away.
Look, Gadiel. It's Moses. He heard you. He heard what you said.
What if he did? It's no secret. He heard what everybody is saying.
Why have you dealt ill with your servant, O Lord? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you lay the burden of all these people upon me? Have I conceived this people? Have I brought them forth that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom to the land which you promised to their fathers? Where shall I find meat in the wilderness? What shall I say to them?
Joshua, Gershom, I want you to... Where is Gershom?
I'll find him, Moses.
He should be here with you. Gershom! Gershom!
I'm coming!
Joshua, call the elders of the tribes to come here to the tent of meeting.
Well, I'll go with Joshua.
Where have you been, Gershom?
There, at the fire.
Your place is here, outside the tent.
It was cold.
It's cold for everyone. Joshua remained here.
Joshua is your minister.
You are my son, Gershom.
I'm sorry that my father is disappointed.
I spoke too harshly, my son.
No. Perhaps you have reason to be disappointed. I heard the people talking around the fires. They are saying...
I know what the people say.
You are also disappointed in them.
Go, both of you. Call the elders.
No, let me speak, Father. They have been in the wilderness for so long that they're tired and hungry and afraid. We are not like you, Father.
What did you say, Gershom?
I said that we
Joshua's
are not...
Joshua's words, only he said they are not like you. Strange.
Father, what will you say to the people?
Don't you know, Gershom? I will say what I have said before and what they already know.
You will prophesy.
If to speak God's words is to prophesy, yes, I will prophesy. I will remind them why they left Egypt and that the meat they ate at Pharaoh's will was not as sweet as the manna sent from heaven.
The elders of the tribes met together in the tent of meeting, and Moses spoke to them as he had spoken before, and they listened to words they had need to hear again. For a time, fears receded and weariness grew less, and the children of Israel marched again through the endless wilderness, until they came to a place before high mountains, and Moses gave orders to make camp.
Why are we stopping here, Moses?
Beyond the mountain, Gadiel, is the land of Canaan.
Is that where we're going?
That is where we are going.
Then why do we stop? We could cross the mountain before dark.
Watch your tongue, Gadiel. Who are you to question?
Don't be so ready to defend me, Joshua. Gadiel, we don't know what kind of land it is or what kind of people live in it. Before all the people go over into Canaan, shouldn't we send someone first?
To scout the land and its people?
Will you go, Gadiel?
I'll go, Moses. Who knows? Maybe I'll find meat.
And you, Caleb? Will you go with him?
If you say so, Moses.
Also Shamua and Igal and Palti.
Moses, let me go too.
You, Joshua? No. I want you here with me.
But I'm young and strong and my eyes are sharp.
I said no.
And I have a head for making plans. You've said it yourself. Besides...
You're very insistent.
Besides, I want very much to see Canaan.
All right, Joshua. You may go with them.
Thank you, Moses. Thank you.
You were about to speak, Gershom?
I? No, Father.
Perhaps you were about to ask if you could also go with the scouting party.
You mustn't let him go, Moses.
No, Gadiel.
If something should happen to you... That is, Gershom must remain here because... I mean...
You mean that nobody lives forever and Gershom is my son.
There are other ways of saying it, but... That is what I mean.
He's right, Moses.
Do you also think he is right, Gershom?
I'm not sure.
But you do not insist on going? No. You do not insist. All of them, Gershom, have they all returned?
Yes, all of them.
God be praised.
Moses, we've seen Canaan. From the mountains down to the river Jordan, as far as the sea.
Tell us, Caleb, what Canaan is.
It flows with milk and honey. Look, we have brought back the fruit of the land.
Grapes, pomegranates, and figs.
It's a land of green fields and streams of water and pastures thick with cattle. It's true, ask Joshua.
We saw it with our own eyes. The wheat grows tall as a man, and the fig trees are bent with the weight of their fruit. Moses, it's a good land.
You haven't told everything, Joshua.
What do you mean, Gadiel?
Why don't you tell about the people we saw with our own eyes?
In due time.
Tell them now, Joshua. Tell Moses. Tell everybody about the Amorites who live in the mountains, about the Hittites and the Jebusites.
What's wrong with you, Gadiel?
Why don't you tell about the armies we saw?
You know what I think, Joshua?
About the soldiers, everyone a giant in metal armor.
I think Gadiel was frightened.
Yes, I was afraid. So are we all afraid, all of us.
Don't speak for Caleb or for me.
There is reason to be frightened.
If the Lord is with us, we have nothing to fear when we go into Canaan.
You say it wrong, Joshua. If we do not go into Canaan, then we have nothing to fear.
Listen to me. We left Egypt and we journeyed through the wilderness. And Gadiel, we will cross over the mountains into Canaan.
Don't give us commands.
I'm not the one who commands us to go.
No, you speak for Moses. We've listened to him for a long time.
You don't understand. My lips say the word.
Then we'll close your lips.
Look out, Joshua!
There's a stone in your hand, Gadiel. Why don't you throw it?
At whom are you angry, Gadiel? Why are you all afraid?
You didn't see their armies, Moses.
The Lord took us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. He led us through the wilderness and nourished us with manna, and still you have so little faith. Oh, my brothers, the Lord is a God of loving kindness and forbearance. Let us hope that he will forgive.
The people stood silent in the midst of their fear and anger. And Joshua stood before them alone and unafraid, and it seemed to Moses that Joshua was surrounded by the glory of the Lord. Then Moses did a strange thing. He turned to his son, who was beside him, and held him close with an arm across his shoulder, and said,
"Do not be afraid, Gershom."
To those who have been slaves, fear is a constant companion. To those who are not yet free, the faith and confidence of freedom do not come easily. Moses turned the people from the mountains, for they were not yet ready to enter the land that had been promised to their fathers long ago. They returned to the wilderness to wander again. For how many years, whether 1 or 40, they could not know. And as they journeyed once more, even in their fear, they grumbled.
Our children are crying, Moses.
I hear them, Gadiel. Even when they sleep, I hear them.
Their lips are dry and cracked.
We'll come to water soon.
Where? The wilderness has become a desert.
We'll pass through the desert and find water.
You have words for every occasion, Moses.
You must believe it, Gadiel.
We've had enough words. We need water.
How shall I get it for you? What do you want me to do?
How should we know? You made us leave Egypt and brought us here to the desert to die.
We were slaves in Egypt. Have you forgotten?
I only remember that there we were able to live.
No! You were afraid to live, and now you're afraid of dying. There is nothing in you but fear.
Moses, we don't want to die. Help us.
I'm a man like you, Gadiel. I'm also thirsty, and I don't want to die. What do you expect of me?
Save us, Moses.
Shall I lift my arms and make the rain to fall in the desert?
If you don't help us, who will?
Shall I take my staff and strike this rock and bring forth?
Drink, Moses. There is water enough now. Moses.
I'm not thirsty.
Only a little to wet your lips.
No, Zippor. I'm sorry.
You have been sitting here in the tent for hours without talking.
Zippor.
No, listen to me, Moses. When you came to ask for me long ago in Midian, my father's house, I was afraid.
Was I so frightened?
Because you were a stranger from a strange land. But my father said he is a good man, Zipporah. And so I was your wife. And we lived in Midian, where our son was born. And then in Egypt. And together we left Egypt for the wilderness. How many years has it been, Moses? And yet sometimes, even now, I feel that you are still a stranger.
Then I have failed you too, Zipporah.
You too, he says. How few words you need to say two things that I don't understand and that aren't true besides. Am I complaining, Moses?
You have never complained, Zipporah, in all the years.
And the people, do they have reason to complain? They were dying of thirst and you gave them water.
It was not I.
But you know what I mean. Yet here you are, sorrowing, while they dance around the fires and talk of going back and crossing over into Canaan.
They will not go into Canaan.
I've heard them. They talk as if they're ready to start tomorrow.
But they're not ready. They're so afraid. They have so little faith. Gadiel and the men of his generation will never see Canaan. Never, Zipporah.
You mustn't say that. You can't be sure.
I am sure.
How can you bear to know it, Moses? It was wasted. The struggle with Pharaoh, the suffering in the wilderness, all wasted.
No. The children will enter the land that the fathers were promised. The children, not the fathers.
What will they do, the poor people? How will they live?
They will live, and I will also live.
What do you mean, Moses?
Neither will I enter the promised land, Zipporah.
I don't know what you are saying.
They came to me crying for water, and I was angry. For how could there be water in the desert? Zipporah, did I have more faith than they? Gershom, go out and call Joshua.
Yes, Father.
Wait, Gershom. Moses, I know what's in your mind.
Do you, Zipporah? I was thinking of what Gadiel said.
I don't care what Gadiel said.
You remember? Nobody lives forever. Those were his words.
This is not the time to talk of such things.
When is a good time? Gershom, call Joshua.
Not yet, Gershom. At least, Moses, let us talk first without Joshua.
Zipporah, I have thought about it for a long time.
No longer than I.
Then tell me who will lead the people into the promised land.
The eldest son inherits from the father. You know as well as I.
Is it so? Isaac was younger than Ishmael, yet he received the blessing from Abraham. And Jacob received it over Esau. And what if there is no son?
Moses.
Or if the son is not suited to the inheritance.
Excuse me, I'll go outside.
It will be better if you stay and listen. When you were born in Midian, I named you Gershom, for I was a stranger in a strange land. Later, I was a stranger in the land of Pharaoh. And sometimes I think even among my own people.
How can you talk like this, Moses?
What am I saying to you, Gershom? That you are my son, whom I love, but that you cannot take up the task that I will be unable to finish.
I'm sorry, Father. I think that all my life I've been sorry.
Why should you be sorry? It is not your duty to be what I might like you to be. I should have said this long ago, shouldn't I, Gershom?
Maybe I should have learned it myself long ago. Well, you will want to talk to Joshua. I'll call him.
No, we'll go out into the desert and we'll talk, Joshua and I. The mountains look so far away.
Only 3 days' march, Moses.
And on the other side, when the time comes, you will lead the people over into Canaan. You hear, Joshua?
Who am I that I should be chosen?
In my time, I also asked, who am I?
I'm not fit for the task.
Joshua, it is not a dispute that you can win. Who is I to stand before Pharaoh?
You? You are Moses.
Moses of the stammering tongue, meekest among all men.
Yet the whole world knows what you did.
What did I do, Joshua? Did I part the Red Sea? Did I send manna from heaven or strike water from a desert rock?
But I am Joshua, not Moses.
You will not be alone, as I was not alone.
That is why I am afraid.
Why?
That if God should speak to me, I will not understand.
Listen to me, Joshua.
It may be that God speaks only once, and his words must be remembered forever. Therefore, I have written down the words in a book of the law, in the Torah. Now listen carefully, Joshua. Remember what I say.
I will remember, Moses.
There may come a day when a man shall rise and say, follow me, for the Lord has said thus and so, and another man may rise and contradict him.
Then how shall we know?
The words of the Lord are in the Torah, and by the Torah you will know. For he has said, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Therefore choose life, that thou mayest live.
For 40 years, the children of Israel lived in the wilderness, and Moses lived and was an old man. But his eye was not dim and his strength not less on the day when he went with Joshua alone from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo. Joshua waited below while Moses climbed to the top of Pisgah, and then he came down again.
Do you weep for me?
Is this the day, Moses?
No tears, Joshua. I have seen the promised land. Now, stand beside me and look out toward Moab. You see the valley there?
I see.
I will be buried there.
The place will be remembered forever.
No, Joshua. The spot must not be marked. No one must know where it is.
It will be a sacred place, Moses.
Only the things of the Lord are sacred. I fought against idols of many kinds while I lived. I will not be made an idol when I am no longer alive. You must promise, Joshua.
It will be as you say.
Good.
It is almost time.
Not yet, Moses.
One more thing I must tell you. The people will suffer hardship, and they will complain and blame you. It is a heavy burden, Joshua.
It was no lighter for you.
They're a stiff-necked people, Joshua. They will sin and do evil, and God will be angry with them. Then you must plead for them.
Tell me how, Moses.
I will teach you the song that I was told to write down. You will sing it with the people, and it will be a reminder of who they are and where they come from and what they must be. Listen, Joshua. Give ear, ye heavens, and I will speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender grass, as the showers upon the herb. Joshua, do not be afraid.
They left Moses in a valley in the land of Moab, in a place that no one knew. Turning from the desert, they journeyed to the promised land. And Gershom, the son of Moses, was not the first at the head, nor Joshua, who was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. Joshua was not the first. The multitude covered the desert from Moab toward the hills of Canaan. And at the head of the people was the Ark of the Covenant. First was the Torah.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. A.W. Sheffers, co-chairman of the National Brotherhood Dinner. Mr. Sheffers.
First was the Torah, first then and first now. First in the hearts of the children of Israel, and first in our hearts. The basis, the fundamental core of our being, the Word of God. It was the quality of ideas rather than a person, which led the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. It is the quality of ideas today which leads a nation and a people. Moses actually faced a crisis in his life. It was, and still is, sometimes believed that a son alone should carry on the work of his father. Yet Moses did not feel that it was the duty of his son to be what Moses might have liked him to be. There are profound implications in the decision of Moses, implications which affect us as a free people today. God created a world in which the equality of all people is fundamental. Gershom was not chosen to lead the children of Israel, even though he was the son of Moses. Rather, Joshua was selected because he best suited the task through his qualifications, determined primarily by his devotion and his ideals. Is this not a basic concept of our democracy today? Our Constitution grants us that all men are created equal. No one person inherits the right to leadership, nor is he compelled to complete any task of his ancestors. We are free to choose our own way. Our qualifications are dictated by our devotion to the ideals that we as individuals select as right. We can then all be qualified to lead, providing we select the right ideals. There is a saying that ideals are like stars. We may never hold them in our hands, but like the seafaring man upon the desert of waters, we choose them as our guides, and in following them, reach our destiny. Where may we look to find the right ideals? The Talmud says, "Search the Bible again and again, for you shall find everything in it." Just as the Bible was first in leading the children of Israel out of the wilderness into the land of Canaan, and has led generations since from darkness to freedom, so can it lead us all today towards making a better world for our children and ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Sheffers. Our eternal light drama today, Journey to Canaan, was written by Joseph Mindell. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Carl Weber, Guy Sorrell, Alan Bergman, Edward Asner, Ann Petoniak, and Virginia Payne. Your narrator was Alexander Scorby. This is Mel Brandt. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Roy Shields. This has been an NBC Radio Network production, directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.